such a good morning, I do believe. And some people ask me where I got this song, Good Morning God song. Well, I made up. I wrote it, and I just feel that I need to say good morning to God every morning, especially when we're getting into the worship and when we're getting into the Word of God moment. And then I feel that we need to say good morning to God at least once a week. I know that you guys are saying good morning to your hubby and wife and children and co-workers and everywhere, but how many times do we seriously say good morning to God? So at some moment in the last year, one moment, I was so inspired. I need to write a song about it. And so I wrote it, and I kept singing and singing and singing. I'm inviting you to sing with me to say good morning to God. When you are able, during the week, when you wake up, say good morning to God too before say good morning to anyone else. God is the one who started off our lives together. God is the one who created us. But we neglect our God. And then starting this Lenten season is that we are investigated 40 days of a purpose-driven life. Life we are given. And then what on earth am I here for? And then we are using the book, Purpose-Driven Life, written by Rick Warren. And that's that pastor at Saddleback Church in California. And he is a Baptist minister. So when you are reading it, and you need to filter it out with a Methodist Christian person. And some word you might not agree with, but it's still Baptist Christians are the Christians too. But they are having a different way of believing God. But this book has some purpose of it, and it's an essence of it, and principle of it. We followers of Jesus Christ, and I feel like we can commingle together and share the resources together, and filter it out and learn from each other, and share the resources together, so we can be a better person each time whenever dive into the Word of God. So during this 40 days, Lenten seasons, we are bringing these books to us. And then this book is awesome. And then I read it several times and in the past, and still I'm reading it. If you have not read it yet, please grab a book in the narthex and read it. And if you wanted to have a group to dialogue together with on this topic, you may join the home-based small group ministry, which is called the Shepherd's Ministry. Or during the week, these groups of people, small groups of people, they are meeting Monday, Thursday, and in various days and nights, they are gathering together. And then Sunday morning, if you are not available during the week, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, during the adult Sunday school class, they are adopting this book and digest and explore their purpose in sharing their lives together. In church, we are sharing this purpose too, to explore and try to look for and how to capture the vision and mission of each person's life. Church, we do have a mission and vision of the church. We do know that, right? That is the purpose and how we are good, why we are here and what we are doing for that purpose. That is called the mission and vision of the church. And let's move, before we individualize our purpose and why on earth am I here for, before we getting into the personalized this statement or question, let's look at the whole church as our Redeemer's United Methodist Church. The mission of our church is
to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world.
It's in the worship bulletin. So if you are not so sure, just look at it, and I hope you will know why you are here for and what we are doing in here. We are here to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. How?
To be
hope, the vision statement I'm asking, how we're going to make the disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. How? The vision statement of the church is? Amen. And to make an application out of this statement beyond this church wall and a stewardship committee of the church, they decided to install the reverse tithing program. And some people mentioned that they are not so uncomfortable to receive the $20 from the church. And then that is the whole purpose of that. We received amazing grace from God. How uncomfortable are you guys? You received Jesus Christ more than $20 in God's kingdom, the life of the only begotten Son. How uncomfortable are you just receiving this gift? The reverse tithing is all about being the church, doing the church beyond this church wall in here. Being the church, doing the church together in this building is one beginning. That is a first step. But I think that we are as a church in this location 45 years. It is mature enough to go beyond this church wall. Through the faith that we're in the congregation, we decided to adopt the reverse tithing to invest $20 to each family unit to make sure people will be uncomfortable, to intentionally think through the mission and vision of being the church and doing the church during the week, not just only one Sunday morning. That is the whole purpose of it. And the people ask me, what kind of profit do you want to get out of this? Depend on what kind of profit you are thinking. In church, the profit, especially our Redeemed Mercy United Methodist Church, the profit we are making in God's business in here is what? Disciple, making disciples of Jesus Christ. While we are making a disciple of Jesus Christ? For the transformation of the world. That is the mission. That is why we become a church. If you adopt this mission to your home church, in your home family or workplace, you need to define what kind of disciples of Jesus Christ would you like to make. And then if you think that making a dollar or the money, and then need to do the investment and bring that profit back to the church. If you think that make a disciple of Jesus Christ is bring another person to the church, bring another person to the kingdom of God, not just particularly this church, but to win the souls of the people for Christ's sake, to make disciples of Jesus Christ, not to make a disciples of our redeemers. You and I are here to make a disciples of Jesus Christ. If we personalize this one again, and how are we going to make a disciples of Jesus Christ? Or how can you build the church at home? Do you have mission or the purpose being home church at your dining table? Do you have it? If you have that one, go for it. There is no right or wrong answer. If you have a clearly can answer what is my mission as a follower of Jesus Christ, what is a mission as a Christian family or Christian co-workers, Christian friend, go for it. That is the whole purpose of it. We should be uncomfortable with the $20. We should be uncomfortable with the grace we receive through Jesus Christ. When we read the Gospel of Luke, disciples, it is an Easter story. You might wonder, why do we read the Easter story in the beginning of the Lenten season? What's the purpose of it? You might wonder. When you read this passage, and you will see the disappointment of the disciples. They were discouraged by the fact that their expectation of the lordship of Jesus Christ was not meeting by Jesus. If we move the time back to the future a little bit in here, 3 days ago or 4 days ago, when disciples were with Jesus, they felt that Jesus will rule over whole world. And they would like to claim the right side and the left side in the power. They felt that Jesus will be the savior of their Jewish community, Israelites, politically. And that's their expectation. But because they have a certain expectation, even though Jesus told them about his death and resurrection, they were not able to register the message clearly. When Jesus died and stayed in the tomb, and they were disappointed. What on earth am I here for? I wasted my time with this Jesus, and he's not meeting my expectation. What is the matter for me right now? I used my time worthlessly by following Jesus. Have you felt that way in your life? You did your best in your life for God and for others, but there is nothing coming out of your investment of your time and your energy, even finance resource. You put it into the situation. You are getting nothing, no recognition. Have you been disappointed by that? And you invest your time and energy to the person who just started the work, and then try to mentor this person, invest your life. And then later on, this mentee never been appreciated by others, but so mentor still appreciative of all the things, try to bring up the good self-esteem of this person so this person can succeed. But mentee never appreciate a mentor either. No appreciation at all. And you do a lot of work for a lot of different organizations. For example, you come to church and try to set up the place and play the music and teach the Sunday school. And you felt that you are not being recognized by anyone. Have you felt that way one time ago? If not now, once in the past? That moment, this passage is coming to us. Sometimes I don't feel appreciated by anyone, and then that moment I feel like, what in the world am I here for? If I give you one of the example, last year when I moved here in the Chicago, before from California, I was asking this question a lot: what in the world am I here for? Before I moved to Chicago from California, I was so convinced by the Holy Spirit that there is a great purpose in God's kingdom. So I decided to take on. And then later on, soon I landed in here. Oh my God, wind chill is so amazing. It was almost like killing me into the bone too, not just through the skin, but into the bone. And it's, oh my God, I cannot function. And even in 2 months, I was not able to drive. I was so scared. And then during that moment, I was wondering, what in the world? God, you put me into this. I know that you will convince me with your Holy Spirit when I was in California. What in the world? Why? Why did you put me into here? But I will do my best in the given situation, but I'm questioning why. What is the goal for you, me to be in here? Have you wondered? Why are you guys here in this particular church? Especially Sunday morning. Some of you, Sunday it is the only day off you are having it. Sunday might be the only day you can sleep in. But why you guys are here? Do you know the purpose of it? This passage, we are not the only one questioning these questions all the time. disciple even did. And then when the woman have a discouragement and went into the tomb and found out that Jesus was resurrected, they ran back to the disciple and tell the story. But as their sobbing and discouragement was so great, not for hearing the good news, they didn't buy into it. Hoping for the hopeless, that moment, Peter, one of the disciples, stood up, ran back, and an empty tomb was there, leaning against all of the places. And he was perplexed and wondering, what happened? What happened? And I went back with the questions. Having questions in our life is okay. According to the Rick Warren, Pastor Rick Warren, if you have a no purpose, no target, this is an insert to the worship bulletin. Life seems tiresome. Life seems unfulfilling. Life seems uncontrollable. If you feel that way, please know that you are not alone. Especially because of this kind of uncertainties we live in. Many people are not so sure why they are living, for what. Why am I alive? That question we do have. Why do I need to get up in the morning to make a coffee and deal with all the screaming kids in our lives, in the house, and do the laundry, clean up the house, and go to bed, and wake up again, go to work? Looks like doing the same thing over and over and over. What's the purpose of it? Is it matter that I'm alive? What's the purpose of it? If you have a question, please stay with us. Continuously, we're going to explore this question and wrestle with this question. Answer is given to you. You will know when you experience God. Prophet Jeremiah had that question. Prophet Isaiah had that question. Wise men who are advising the King Solomon had that questions too. You are not alone. Since depression, suicide rate is going down a little bit and going up again through the recession we are experiencing. According to the statistic, 12 people per 100,000 people are suiciding, killing themselves, let go of their life because of no purpose of their life. They do feel that their life is worthless. No point of living. If you feel that way, don't give up yet. God never gave up on you. Our God is awesome God. As like our church choir sang, our God is a big God, awesome God. But still, our God spent time on you, with you, because God creates you. God creates wonderfully and beautifully and purposefully. You and I get together purposefully in this morning to worship God. By getting closer to God, draw closer to God, we will know the purpose of life, because God is the one who created you and me. God is the one who reminds us every time that you are beloved. Don't give up. As a reminder, once a month, our church offers communion. Communion means connectedness. And we are connecting with God, connecting ourselves, and connecting with our community of faith in here. Starting today, we're going to be consecrating the elements in a little bit different way. If you are able, please open your hymnal page number 17, musical setting A. Hymnal number 17, musical setting A. We're going to be consecrated the element through the Great Thanksgiving from that page. Hymn number 17, musical setting A. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a